Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my usual hearing.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Audience, I know that this is entertaining to watch, but this is real. Frank wanted to hear the answer to this question. Monica, why did you hit the button?
I don't want to hear that answer. I don't think anyone will want to hear that answer.
This is great TV.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question to replace that with. Before I do that, my question to you, Lauren, is, did she just save you or cost you $100,000?
Well, I don't know.
One of the things that you know if you watch the program is that I will replace the question, but I can't guarantee that that question is going to be any easier. Here's another question that your ex-boyfriend Frank will ask.
Oh, man. That's the husband, huh? That's the new husband?
So, I've given Frank an alternate question. It replaces the one that Monica stopped. If you are truthful, it'll be worth $100,000, and I hope, Lauren, that that is a gamble that's worth it for you. So, ex-boyfriend Frank, once again, question 15.
Do you believe I'm the man you should be married to?
You can't pause.
Yeah.
No.
I'll be honest and say yes.
Oh, poor Karen.
Yes.
Answer is.
Oh, yes. What a winner.
True.
I'm not sure what to say. You've answered 15 questions truthfully. You've won $100,000. First of all, Frank, is there anything you want to say at this
point? Don't ask Frank.
There's really nothing else I can really hear, so.
That's it. Fuck yeah. Me.
That sure is wild,
moment
huh?
of truth. Welcome back to the Mug Off. We've started off red hot here.
Man, that's 100 grand. I'd fucking, yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah,
I think.
Man.
Getting out of that.
Guess how much she walks away with?
Yeah, him?
Half.
Her. None.
Really?
She walks away with bupkis.
Why?
Because she gets one.
I think the next question was like, have you ever cheated on your husband? And she goes, no.
Yeah, and they're like,
bounce straight out.
Yeah, they're like, unfortunately, you've answered the question wrong. You get no money.
Fuck.
Like, had she not answered it, she probably could have got money.
Walk away with literally nothing.
Yeah.
No,
you're already getting divorced.
No money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long drive home.
Was that his parents sitting there or
that
hers?
Was her parents and I think her sister.
No, I think it's his.
Is it his sister?
It's his sister that goes, fuck that, I don't want to hear that.
That man looked like he was trapped in the time of when like Jared from Subway was king.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, in some people's like... eyes, that never went away.
Yeah.
And you're talking to a man that went to Subway today, okay? All right.
How's Jared doing? Do we know if he's okay? Was anyone checking in on Jared?
Is he in prison?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably got COVID.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's whole, like keeping off the weight?
Oh, that's it.
Do you reckon he's blown out? Now he's in a federal prison.
Please, I just need a BLT.
You know, at Subway, at my old work, Tuesdays was tuna subs. They're like, just have your fucking gruel and get out of here, you kiddie fiddler.
We got a very special return guest this week with a very popular episode the last time you were on, but welcome back, Jacob Lingard.
Yeah, looking you, trim, looking handsome. Yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do in a breakup, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta get hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
I texted you when you broke up with your girlfriend. I said, "Dangerous day to be a pack of spaghetti and some water."
Yeah. Oh. Man, you got in my head.
Which is that's as nice as I get.
Yeah. We've been staying with each other, like not to dig into it too much. We've been staying in the same house for like the last 2 weeks throughout the breakup. Mm. And the other night we did a gig together, and you just came in with a classic Jerry move, and we're like, "Hey, I heard you got the flick because you got fat." And I laughed, and we laughed. That's funny. But then I went home and was like, "Fuck, was that it?" And I stewed on it for about 16 hours.
Yeah.
Jacob, no.
Until it went to breaking point, and I went to her and I was like, "Hey, listen, have you been telling people that
no, like, man.
I don't know. Did you speak to Monica? Did you tell her we broke up because I'm fat?"
I'm she's so like, glad I got to you like that.
She's like, "No." But then I could see in her eyes, she was like she like just started to maybe consider it as a bit like I've just planted a seed now.
No. Oh, man.
Fuck. I love that I'm inception in a lot of breakups.
It's fucking, here's a little landscaping reference. It's fucking onion weed, like with this cut. It gets in your head, now it's in her garden. Like everyone's thinking, you got the flick because you were fat. Which is not true, Jacob. You're probably a scumbag.
Yeah, that's probably it.
The thing is, he makes that accusation to everyone who gets stopped.
Yeah.
You're the only one who's ever listened.
Mm. And I'm not projecting, if that's what you think. Sure. You know.
You don't think so? You don't think there's any kind
of... No, I'm a perfectly healthy weight.
Yeah. I noticed as soon as the camera went on, you put your shirt back on.
Yes. Yeah. Not doing that again.
You guys ever done a shirts off pod?
Yeah, we have, actually.
Patreon app, yeah.
Did Duggan, did you have your shirt on? You might have left it on.
No, he left his undershirt on. He took his normal shirt off.
Yeah. We went beach attire.
His doubloons were still on as well.
His doubloons.
What are they?
There's like those Bulby pants.
Like those 50s swimmers kind of thing. Like one piece.
Yeah,
fucking.
I do like them. Yeah, they are comfortable. Yeah. They're my podcasting pants.
You might have slipped that off someone last time you had a route. The blooms. It's been a while, huh? It's good to be back.
Yeah.
We've missed you, Dougie.
Yeah, we have missed you. It's been it's rough. Me and Yaz were getting a bit too cozy. Creeping each other out.
You guys seen The Lighthouse? It's kind of like that was going on.
He started like figuring out what I was thinking with things. Like he's like, "You said that because of this." And like, I'm like, "Man, fucking get out of my head, you know?"
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not hard to read.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're an open book. Yaz just says bricks and you go, "How'd you know?"
Nick Nack, and he goes, "Paddy Wack." And I'm like, "Whoa, this guy's a mind reader."
Yeah, they're Peter Powers.
Stunning insight into a beautiful mind.
Yeah.
Watching UFC with you yesterday was one of the most amazing experiences. Yeah. Of just a human enjoying himself. Like I've never seen you so unbridled.
Yeah.
You full on Tom Cruise, Sam Taunton's couch. Yeah. Watching a man get knocked out brought you to your feet on furniture, like Rick James.
That was Jerry carrying on like that about a bet he lost.
Yeah. I love the other guy.
Just a man hitting the mat was like, "Yes!"
Man, you
I love the shit.
Did you bet on Connor or against Connor?
I bet on Connor, but like just for a parlay or whatever. I wanted Dustin to win.
Yeah.
The guy who won, but I was like betting wise.
They call you the parlay kid, right?
Yeah. Well, the fight before was like real long odds. I picked that one. Michael Chandler.
Yeah.
Champion from Bellator who came over. And that was paying like $3. So, whatever.
So, what'd you walk away with? Are you loaded or?
No, $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chandler had the worst post game speech.
Bad. Yeah. You know, like, people can't talk publicly. He's just like, "Yeah, there." Like, put on a little song and dance and shit.
Small
like
town boy.
Oh no!
Oh, come up, like, Bumba Bootstraps.
Yeah, he had like 9 cliches.
Yeah, and then he was like naming people he wants to fight next. He's like, "Conor McGregor, Poirier, you guys, I'll fight you." And then he's like, "Khabib, if you want to beat me, come and do it." Like he turned like full sub at the end. He's like, "You want to come and beat my ass? Yeah. Give me a little kiss. Totally fine, dude."
Yeah. Don't simp on the mic.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's funny. How did Rogan take it? Because he was like, "Dude, I'm going to get you a nice big steak."
He's out of commission.
He's on Fight Island. He doesn't go to Fight Island.
He doesn't go to Fight Island. Scared.
Yeah. Getting in a fight. Wouldn't you be?
I would never go to Spooky Island or Fight Island.
Yeah.
What's Spooky Island?
Isn't that where they go on like... Every Hanna-Barbera kind of like.
Yeah. Oh, what race Scooby-Doo. Is on Spooky Island?
Scooby-Doo is on Spooky Island.
I know where you're going with this.
He can read my mind, yeah. Dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. Don't worry about dog tits. I got it.
Oh. Good times. What a time to be alive, man. Huh? Oh, yeah. This has already gone way better than I expected.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming by, Jacob.
Sorry. I used my last alpha brain pill for this podcast, so I'm ready.
Fuck, I might start taking those.
Man, when I took them the first time, it was like taking a low Dexy. Like, I was vibrating. I've never done so many fucking pull-ups in my life.
Wow.
It's like, this is all I'm doing today. And then I tried to go to a cafe with my girlfriend and was I couldn't stop sweating. Just pouring sweat.
like a true alpha.
Yeah. Damn, this is what Joe Rogan feels like. All
God, I must be alpha as hell because I do a hell of a lot of sweating.
Yeah. He's got a bucket under the bed to catch what goes through the mattress.
My alpha juice.
That's how you wash it down.
Yeah. I'd hate to be the bottom bunk in a prison cell with you.
And you would be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd give you the top bunk.
I thought that... Oh, is the bottom bunk the side?
The bottom bunk's the good bunk.
Yeah, I thought that was the good bunk.
If you fall out, you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, you can just stab a guy in the butt, Gaddafi style. And I'm not being figurative there. Yeah. Like, I mean, actually stab him in the butt.
Straight through. We're going to do a great Muggles in history on Gaddafi.
That's what we were just laughing before about that. About
what a grim end.
I think Chopper did that to someone too.
And stab him in the ass.
Yeah.
Chopper says he does a lot of shit, but does he actually?
There's footage of Gaddafi getting stabbed.
Yeah. I'm going to need the footage of... Him and Libya getting surrounded, and
it's the golden guns that is the best. Like, he was trying to get out with his golden guns, like Lil Wayne.
Yes, yes.
Like Lil Wayne went to jail for having a golden gun in his possession, like drugs and a golden handgun. And you're like,
he got pardoned, dude.
I know he got pardoned, but it's like I don't know. I sympathize. Like,
what are you, a Bond villain? Put the golden gun away.
But also, like,
get a licensed gun.
Well, it's also like, when are you gonna get like the occasion to bring a golden gun out? You just gotta like have it there just in case.
This is why you never get pussy, bro. All right, if you have a golden gun, that's coming out. The girls are flocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just hard to find an occasion for a gold. I have a really nice pair of boots at home, and I struggle to find the time to like bring them out without being a little too extra. You know,
I like to get a blowjob and put a gun to my head to be like, "You better come soon, brother." It's the only thing that gets me off.
Diddy Mao.
See if you can suck the bullet from this gun.
You reckon if you're ever in like, I think about like, because I don't really have a plan B at this point, freelancing is dog shit. I'm like, maybe I could just rob a convenience store at this point.
No,
like, it's too late for TAFE. Maybe.
Brother, it's never too, that's their slogan.
It's never too late for TAFE.
I could go.
Jerry's 34. You're younger than him.
Yeah, I could go learn to cut hair or like one big score.
Yeah.
From a convenience store?
My one big score of 40 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. I imagine all scenarios where like they could like disarm me or I lose confidence or like
at this point,
I imagine like one dude, like if like I don't know why I thought of this scenario, but I was like, what if I have like a shotgun in his face and then he just starts like sucking the gun?
Oh, no.
Like, do it. I'm like, oh fuck.
You've already psyched yourself out of that.
If that's me behind the counter, I'm like, please, dude, you'd be doing me a favor. Yeah. Just finish me off.
At this point you'd have to rob like a Greek eatery. They're the only ones that still have cash.
You guys had to rob a place, then how would you do it?
Me? I'd go in with a piece of paper that said, give me the money or I'll suck myself off in front of you.
I've done it before, I'll do it again.
And then, either way, I'll win.
Yeah, if you want to
catch some bloke out the front doing yoga in a balaclava, just getting ready to rob the joint.
Hang on, someone better call the cops here. Something bad's about to go down.
He's limbering up. That bloke's about to suck himself off in public.
I would like to do some kind of white collar crime, like in Office Space. You know, like kind of just
stealing
take
pens and shit.
We'll just take five cents off every transaction in over 30 years. They won't notice, but
apparently the mafia had a stake in like Woolies for ages with that. They were taking like 20 cents out of every crate of produce from certain farms and shit.
Love a mafia scheme is so good.
Yeah, cool. they're always ahead, aren't they?
Yeah, I was just listening to a podcast about like the guy's casino is based off. It's fucking wild, man.
Yeah.
It's like they were making
one of the all-time great flicks.
Oh, so good.
You know, one of the worst, I think it's a dangerous cycle to get into in terms of robberies, but it's like, you know, like ram raiding?
Yeah.
Where they like ram into the building, get a concussion, rob it, and then have to leave?
Yeah.
But you've destroyed your car And you're not getting that much from a convenience store.
No.
So, like, all the money's going to replacing the car you just trashed.
If you're out there and you're looking for someone who can crash cars, I might have a gig.
Yeah, let Jerry be a wheel man. But not to get away.
No, go through.
All right, so I'm driving to the robbery. No, Jerry's driving to the robbery. And then you show up in another car and drive us home.
Old crash test dummy here will get us in the door.
Sounds like a job for your old man. Straight through the front door.
Didn't he ram rage your living room?
Yeah, tried to rob a loving family.
Yeah, left there with your dreams. If I was going to do a robbery, I'd do it like the guy in Two Hands. Just knock myself out in the bank.
My God, what a flick. If I'm nothing I endorse higher in this world, the movie Two Hands. I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We might have, I didn't even think about this, but we could have a guest coming up, someone who was in that movie.
Yeah, sick.
We should do that, actually. I'm going to do that. I'm going to reach out.
Brian Brown?
No, the Marielle, Eric's girlfriend, was the kid in Two Hands.
Oh, of course, yeah.
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 Fuck, why didn't we even think to get her? Then we got fucking Jacob Lingard.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Jesus Christ. Hey, do you want to leave? Or?
Nah, stick around, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
At least until Mariella gets here.
I understand.
And then just give her your headphones and get out of here if you don't mind.
Don't eat anything on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do a quick head count of cats before you leave.
Have you been back on the spaghetti water since here?
On the wagon? Well, it's good to see you haven't let yourself go like that.
No, man, you can't go back. That's a trick.
If I broke up with my missus, I got the weekend off and I was eating like Yaz style. I've never felt worse. I felt I was gonna die on Sunday.
Yeah.
The triple burger. I don't know how the fuck you do it.
Yeah, iron stomach, I think.
Dear Lord.
But it's catching up with me now.
All right. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you have diarrhea?
Daily. It has to be
probably
daily.
Like once every 3 days am I shitting to an Ivan Eagle.
Okay. All right. That checks out.
You got to pre-toilet paper the bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to prep.
Wait.
Is this so the girls in the cubicle next door don't hear you?
Well, you don't want to get splash bag if you're shooting out rusty water.
Explain yourself.
It's like, you're not just wiping your crack. You got to wipe the cheeks too. So, yeah, you put a little safety net down there.
You're the cunt that when I walk into a fucking bathroom, I'm like, how did this even happen?
Well, because there was not enough toilet paper for me to wipe and put
sheet
some prep
bowl.
Sheet the bowl. Why is this so funny to you guys?
It's one of the most insane things I've ever heard.
It's crazy that you have diarrhea enough that you have tricks for it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to change my diet.
Anybody else gets diarrhea and it's like an emergency. It's like, God, I can't hope. I hope this doesn't happen again for a long time.
Yeah, it's like a one-off. You've got a cycle.
No. Yeah. It's like my period. Once a month, I flush.
Do you reckon if people live with you, they sink up, they start shitting rusty water as well?
You get me in a room with three other cunts with terrible diets, we're all diarrheaing in the three cubicles next to each other. Being like, look at this, we're blood sisters.
Fuck me, you're an animal cunt.
I'm an animal? I'm an animal. I'm the only one who gets steady TV work, you cunts.
Not when this comes out.
And with a shitty bum, mind you.
Decimating the ABC toilet.
Yeah.
Government Benny.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Blaming it on Lewis Hobber and then out the door.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
You're the only man who's got a drop toilet for not the environment. to avoid splashback.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the highest toilet in the world.
Why do you think he's so good with a shovel?
Yeah. Because I dig my own drop boxes. Oh.
Fuck.
Good luck doing that in the kitty litter and blaming it on the cats.
Yeah. Again.
I always do that. Jeez, the cats must have eaten something. Ugh, kitty litter's fucked, brother.
Yeah. My granddad used to tell me the story about a man who shit himself that he knew because they were out in the bush and he was wearing overalls, like full overalls.
Without the bum flap.
So
depression style.
Like pull them down to take a shit in the bush, like squat and take a shit. And then he go back in the car. And it just reeked of shit. And what the big reveal was, he had actually crapped in his collar accidentally.
Shit in his collar, did you say?
Fuck, you come from good stock. Like, that's a story your grandpa held on to. I imagine he was a young man when he first saw that.
That was
I don't know if this guy's lived through wars, but he probably has.
Great campfire story. It's
like, I watched three guys die in Gallipoli, but you know what happened? Some dude shot in his collar back in 74.
I think about all the people who've shit themselves in front of me a lot. Like, I don't, you never forget them. I talk about it on stage a little. Like, I can name them all.
People who shit in front of you, shit themselves in front of you.
Not like I didn't ask them to. But it's just, you know, you've witnessed the incident.
Yeah.
Like, in year six, we were in SOS class, like social studies class, and this kid named Lawrence just, like, shit himself. It was so.
This sounds like a kid who would have shit himself, yeah, Lawrence.
Yeah. A little blonde weirdo shit himself, and it was so bad that the groundskeeper threw the chair out.
Oh my lord.
Don't even hose it, just get rid of it. We've like, got a budget.
You can't burn it, it'll release the spirit.
There's another one.
Plastic chair?
Yeah, one of those green like kitty ones.
The book bag on the back.
He could have washed it.
Sorry, totally. If he just
when he said throw it out, he threw it in the back of his trailer. You know, right?
like sometimes you'll just throw a plate out because it's a bit far gone. It's got a bit too much cheese.
That's
on
a bit
it.
Of a, fuck a it. Janitor dilly gaff move if I've ever seen one.
It was before
I'm not watching his fucking chair.
It was before we had a recession, okay? Kids could get new chairs.
Yeah, this guy was employed to get tennis balls off the roof.
Yeah, man. This is
hose shit off a chair.
Ad read time. Valentine's Day is upon us, fellas. Make sure you're ready for wherever the night may take you. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so you can be ready for anything on what that you, special you
got,
day.
You guys got much planned for Valentine's Day? You just
I'm going all out, shaving my back, getting into my gooch.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to shave the gooch?
I'm shaving the gooch.
Oh, I man, will be that sounds probably watching something with a lot of Vaseline.
Is that true?
Probably.
What are you going to be watching?
I think just like old episodes of The Project.
Or Flubber. Yeah, right. Or Flubber.
Flubber, yeah. I mean, Flubber when I'm ready to climax, obviously.
2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom. Make sure you're one of them. This product, we've been doing it. You're on
I'm
the
loving
gooch.
It. I'm loving the...
using the gooch.
I'm using the nose hair trimmer.
Yeah,
it's
how's
changed
the nose
my life.
I might need to get one of those.
Oh, no more if I got the wild nose hairs of a Tom Cashman, you know? I've got the nose hairs of a Jerry.
Try that on your gooch. See if it can pluck them all out.
Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't rip anything. It's beautiful. It just gets in there and like somehow doesn't hurt at all.
Is that true?
It's great. I love it.
Wow. That sounds exciting, actually. Wow. Your girl can't think of what to get you this year. Tell her to get you the gift that's for you and her.
Oh.
Another girl.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck trying that one, fellas.
Or a Manscaped. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and it features cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents.
Yeah, I love that thing. The charge lasts for fucking ages because I lost the cable and it's still been going a month and a half. Like, the fucking battery on the landscape.
You lost the charger port.
I lost the charger cable.
Did you check your dinner table?
Okay, mate.
Showing it off loud and proud. It's also waterproof.
Well, now I think about it. Yeah, I ate it. That's why it was on the dinner table and I fucking...
No, I didn't mean you were eating it, cunt. I meant you were just displaying it. Check the mantelpiece.
Yeah, it's like a centerpiece, you know? Like the way...
Really ties the room together.
For a wedding, you know, you'd have a manscape on every wedding table. I'd be like, what a
like
centerpiece.
The disposable cameras. You just got a disposable camera next to a Manscaped. And watch me shave the clam.
Yeah. I'm MCing being like, and you can take that home. And you can take that home.
Yeah, and it's not to be poo-pooed by the ladies either. Clamscaped.
The clam steak. God, I would kill to have a partner with a shaved clam.
Or at least neatly trimmed.
God, the very least. No, I'll take it anyway. I can get it, to be honest.
I'd kill to have a partner. Anyways, it's also that's fine. I've got one. It's the Manscaped. It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess on the bathroom floor and in the sink. I don't know what waterproofing has to do with mess.
Oh, you can just, instead of doing it outside, there's bristles going everywhere of the toilet and getting yelled at.
Bristles?
Yeah. Now you can do it in the shower, go straight down the drain.
That's true.
That's true.
I do a lot of my manscaping in the shower.
I can't wait to see like, 2 million men's effect on all the turtles. they haven't got straws anymore. They're just covered in dickheads.
Yeah, a bit of facial hair, a bit of zhuzhing. That's all that is.
Yeah, you're wearing your age well, turtle.
Yeah,
you got a nice little beard.
Yeah, you're like, you look Persian with that trimmed beard.
Hey, let me get real here for a second.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah. Be serious.
We've smelled the worst out there before. And that's, you're often doing that, just rubbing your hands all over your smooth dick.
Well, if I wanted to smell the worst, I'd dive between your legs. But I don't know anyone that brave.
That's why I'm thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep our boys from sweating, smelling, sticking. And these products smell good. They're manly scent. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with a pair of Manscaped boxes that'll help your junk feel fresh. That'll keep your junk feeling fresh Oh, my Lord.
As someone who suffers from vicious chafe, I love these fucking undies. So stop my big thighs rubbing together.
Yeah. It's probably your long-ass foreskin just dragging along your thighs. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers.
Love
there
them.
You go,
love
Jerry.
Them.
Easily the comfiest boxers you've ever had. And complete your grooming game with the new refined cologne.
Nice.
He's ready to go.
He's read a funny word.
Here we go.
Imagine completing your grooming game with the new refined dick shaving cologne. Cologne sent by Manscaped.
It's a good product.
Oh, yeah. You like what I'm wearing? Yeah, it's freshly shaved dick scent.
I'd have it, you know what? I'd have it on like an air freshener for the car.
Sure.
This cologne is a perfect complement to the collection. This is the perfect package for you and your package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Manscaped at manscaped.com.
What's that code?
Manscaped.com. Make sure when you go to manscaped.com, there's already a code in there.
Delete that. Put in mugoff.
Delete that.
Wait, there's already a code in there?
Yeah, they have automatic codes and stuff.
Delete
who's
that
the code?
Code?
I don't know, someone else.
Fuck that, bro. Yeah, put in mugoff at
manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Let's get back to the episode. Dun, 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 dun.
There was another kid in Toowoomba when I was at in high school at Harristown, and we were waiting for a bus at the bus depot, and he shit himself, like just like had a stomach problem and like shit himself, and I just like stayed with him because that's what a good friend would do.
Wow.
And we like were waiting for the bus still. The bus came and he was like, I've shit myself. Can I please get on? I need to go home. And the bus driver was like, no. Like, just left us.
Long walk in the sun.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah. We went to a payphone. He called his mum. She came and picked him up, but she made him ride home in the car boot. So fucking good.
I'm moving to Brisbane next week. These are my people.
Man, Brisbane rules so hard.
Shout out to Andrew. Never forget him.
Did she burn the car, do you reckon? Is this what's just happening up there?
Like in,
everything goes in the too hard pile in Brisbane. You're just like, fuck this.
Like in Goodfellas when they're like hosing the trunk out after they get that body.
Oh, God.
Dude, oh, man.
I would kill myself if I shoot myself, I think.
Really?
Probably. I like try and detonate my pacemaker or something. Like,
oh,
just
no.
Like, if you shoot yourself, the only way no one's going to remember that you shoot yourself is if you one up it. So if I explode, no one's going to remember me as the guy that shit himself.
Punch a hole in a microwave, hit 100, and just put your fucking chest in like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Jacob blew up because of his pacemaker? Yeah. It made him shit himself.
Yeah. It happens when you die.
Yeah. Your body just evacuates.
Yeah. Not that I've just done it and then reacted accordingly.
You're the only guy who evacuates his body before he dies.
Samurai's probably killed themselves for less, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Seppuku?
Yeah.
Just disembowel yourself because you had a triple Bondi burger?
Yeah. Do the voice, Jerry. You're doing a great voice in the car. Do the voice in the car.
What's the, which one was that?
You're doing that Japanese voice, so we like pretending to kill yourself. You were like,
it's more like a gag for me.
That's just a fun little bit of racing between friends.
I remember getting some big laughs in the car.
Put it on the record, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, all right.
I found out about my pacemaker today. Well, I found out about my phone. I got a new phone because I was trying to be a man of leisure. I had a bubble bath with my old phone. Like, I was having a bubble bath. And I was just reading a book. Felt quite leisurely. And then my dad called and I was like, I could take this in the bath.
Yeah.
And just steamed my phone like a dim sim. Like, it just died. So when I got a new one, and it's one of the new like iPhone 12 minis. They got these new magnets in them where like they mag charge and shit. And apparently they can like really fuck your pacemaker up, like like they can fuck with the components and like suck the power out of, like,
oh my lord,
like I've been carrying this thing in my fucking top pocket. I don't know if it has an incredible battery life or I've just been mag charging with my own life force.
Oh my god.
Like, cause I went in the other day and they were like, you've got 6 years left on the battery. I was like, I thought it'd be more. My phone's never gone below 80% though, so what's happening?
Dear Lord.
Oh man, what a way to go.
Yeah, as work it runs out of battery, you gotta get it, they gotta open you back up.
Yeah, they gotta shuck it out like a little oyster and then put another battery.
What does
in
it do? If you don't want to talk about it, it's fine.
It's a defib, so like this one is, it paces. If like my heart goes out of rhythm, slips in or rhythm or whatever, it will pace it back into a normal rate. But it's primarily because my main symptom is sudden cardiac death. Which is a shit symptom.
Yeah,
that really sounds it. It's very drastic.
It's like, oh, the only way we know something's wrong is if you die.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, his heart stopped. It seems abnormal.
Fuck.
Yeah, so the defib, when my heart stops, kicks me back in, like electrocutes me, kicks me back in.
Sure.
Which I have a complex with. Not I'm suicidal, but I just like the option.
That's there, yeah.
And I don't like that this machine will... Yeah. Maybe prevent that.
Yeah.
If I, you know, have a crack at it. I don't like being told I can't do something.
Sure.
You know, like you see a suicide proof window, you're like, try me, cunt. Yeah.
Yeah. A few more spaghetti waters. No such thing as a suicide proof window.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Like that, I've just got a wheezy then. Like being like, man, you can just
yeah.
You
know.
Yeah, I die and then I come back. It's awful.
Like, my PlayStation controller is barely charged. Like, it's like, I use that more than my heart. I still haven't got it like a good cord. Like it's always like a... Good lord.
Oh man, this cunt is killing me today. I don't know what's going on. Direct line of the funny bone.
Yeah, you like that?
I love that. I had the same thing because mine reaches just to there, so I have to sit on the floor like a fuck.
I'm not doing that.
Ah, it's grim, man. Isn't it? You know,
not if I'm drafted in Madden. There's no way. I got
the two controller rotation. That's that's real king shit.
Yeah, I had that for a while.
I will never be quartered again.
Yeah.
Tethered, you know. Unchained.
Again, keep up with the spaghetti water. I don't think anyone's going to be courting you. Oh, you said cord. Sorry. Fuck. No, I think I lost a double charger in the divorce.
Really?
Yeah. I lost a lot in that thing.
Yeah.
Not that much.
That's the one you care most about, the double charger.
Yeah, yeah. Not my copy of Mario Party 8.
Well, the loss of love.
Yeah. Whatever.
Fucking Mario Party.
Yeah, it was more that I can't charge two PlayStation controllers at once.
It's grim. So, I understand you got a new housemate, Jake.
Shout out to Jack. Thank you, Mugoff, for getting me a housemate.
Yeah, the pod got you a housemate.
We heard you were looking a little bit lonely, so we thought we'd send one of the muggers over there to help you out.
Yeah. Nice guy. Nice guy.
How's it going over there?
He hasn't moved in yet.
Okay.
He brought a bag of clothes around today. He's a nice guy. I like him. I think it's going to be fine.
How long before you reckon he's wearing Duggan's skin around the apartment?
Yeah.
I can't put a number on it at this point, but... Mm.
Yeah, you're going to come home one time and see Duggan walking around your kitchen in your housemate's clothes being like, Duggan, I didn't know you stayed over. And he's like, no, it's me. Psst. I murdered him last night.
Look at how much extra skin there is on this.
It was a caftan.
You stretch it out like I'm a possum.
Sugar glider.
Possum, you idiot.
Possum. No, I think it'll be. I think it'll be right. I've never lived with a stranger before, so that's going to be the biggest part. But like, nice dude. He shares a lot of memes and likes a lot of the shit you guys like. So
there you go.
That seems like a cool dude.
We do love the meme.
We do. Yeah,
I'm happy to cop to that.
Some would say it's all I really do. Oh man, shout outs to Alex Cameron, the musician, started following me today. Loves it. He's going deep dives too.
Yeah.
Alex, love your music. Come on the show.
Yeah, come on.
Man, I nearly got a roommate in who was a musician and his name was Somber Hills. Which you really want to make fun of, someone who calls himself Somber Hills.
Mm. Yeah.
And then,
wait, that's their actual name?
Not his birth name.
Yeah, right.
What kind of music?
Well, he was like, I'm getting signed with Warner. I need to play in Sydney. And I was like, oh,
cool.
Cool. Like, yeah. But he didn't respond. But then I was like, hanging out with Woodhead and whatever. I was like, let's check this cunt's music out. It's fucking good.
Really?
Yeah, it's like really good. It would have been a pleasure to have Somber Hills composing next door.
No, you've got Muggle Fan better.
Yeah, I think now. This might be better. Hear this out. This
is doesn't even listen pros to the cons.
You could be listening to a musician signed by Warner on the tools, plowing someone at night, or a Mug-Off fan crying and masturbating. I'll take the latter.
Yeah, our fans do what we do.
Man, the hosts are barely getting pussy. I imagine our friends are getting none. And if they get any kind of pussy, you got to send it up our way.
Yeah, you got to kick up to the bosses.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Hey, these carpos need to eat. Yeah.
Let me get a taste.
Hey, I need some pussy in an envelope. I need it at Renwick Street right
now. The pussy envelope feel a bit light this week.
Yeah. Last week you had me that Gorilla Grip pussy. Now you got this tiny one. What's going on? It's a little light, baby. You are my highest earner. What's going on?
I'm good for it. I'm getting a big import of pussy next week, I promise.
Yeah, got a shipment of fresh pussy. Oh, there's a few vetoes, I bet you, in our outfit. It's a joke. It's just a joke. I'm just joking.
I've been rewatching Sopranos.
It's so good.
I'm done developing my tastes as a human.
No, like, man.
I'm done with... I'm just regressing.
That's a good place to check out.
Yeah.
Rotate the big three. Just like watch.
Just going back through that. I'm going to give The Wire a crack next.
Sopranos, Wire, and then like Larry Sanders, you're fine. That's all I need
Larry
to watch.
Larry Sanders is good.
It's like Larry Sanders, like I could just watch that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I've got a real fucking soft spot for Gary Shanley.
Me too.
He died, didn't he?
Yeah, he died.
R.I.P. Vale.
Rip.
Pour a little spaghetti water out for Gary. He'd like that.
Yeah,
and that guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
God, that show's so fucking good. Like, we're all just... Everyone's just trying to make something as good as Larry Sanders, I think.
Yeah, well, they're doing good work on the ABC.
They are. They definitely are, Jerry. There's not an issue. All the public broadcasters are making fine work, and if they're looking for a writer and sometimes screen talent... Did I mention I was Indigenous? Is this on? To be honest, once I saw my monologue, I thought like, all right, it's going to be a bidding war for my talents. And then just like, okay.
Bought a red phone waiting for it to ring.
Sorry, is anyone on the internet? Because I'm expecting a call from the media industry.
Yeah, as you live on your own. There's no one here.
Honestly, for a second there, I thought I was going to get a call up to Q&A for like at least like Sorry Day or something.
Sure.
Just the whole time just being like...
Because NAIDOC Week, that's Curry Christmas, isn't it?
NAIDOC Week is Curry Christmas, yeah, yes.
You were telling me that.
I don't know.
After you?
No, please.
Have nothing to say.
No,
you're just... It sounded more interesting than what I was going to say. I just was going to say, I've never expected a phone call ever.
Yeah.
To the point that when I've got the opportunity phone call, I have often been quite dismissive of it. Like, it's a prank.
Yes,
Like, when I got the phone call for Comedy Zone in, like, 2015, I was like, nah.
Something's off here.
I don't even know you, dude.
I was telling Jacob this story yesterday. That year that he got it, they called me asking for his phone number.
Oh my god!
I was such a dickhead too. I was taking phone calls in the produce fridge at fucking Woolworths. Like,
that's wait, where you guys met at Woolworths at a gig?
No, that's where my that's just where my life was.
Okay.
I was working.
His life's
there.
Still there.
Yeah. I mean, mine's no better. I'm unemployed. Actually, you know what? It's a little better. It's a little better.
Oh, yeah, that's good to hear.
Cashed out that super. I'm technically retired. Nice.
Oh, brother.
Kicking back.
Well, you've probably got 6 years worth of super. You're fine.
Oh man, I've been contributing since I was 14. So yeah, I had a good chunk. Nice.
Dude, that's such a fucking nerd move.
Hey, come at me. I'm living pretty now. I can go and live in Terrigal. Ooh. Just walk into the sea when it runs out.
Man. Fill up those pockets with something. Just to make sure you never get out.
The remaining change. No one gets my coins.
Oh, can I get the last 1,000 cashed out into 5 cent pieces? Yeah. Going for a swim.
My fucking my mate Mick, friend of the pod, he borrowed $200 off this huge cunt at our high school, and then it's just like, I'm not paying the cunt back, fuck him or whatever. And the guy's like, I'm gonna beat you to death if you don't pay it back. So he went and changed $200 into 10 and 5 cent pieces.
Yeah, I've done.
Gave him a fucking sack like, there's your money, you cunt, like that. Just take that.
Take the change, you filthy.
And then he got flogged, and he still had to pay the money back technically. Yeah. So.
He got flogged with the coins.
Yeah, the best. Beating the shit out of it, dude. $200 worth of coins.
$200 flogging.
It's like showing up to your own murder and handing the guy the gun.
Did he actually flog him and then make him change the coins?
He
himself?
Didn't change the coins, but he did flog him.
He took the sack home by the sounds of things.
Yeah, he did flog him.
It's no big deal. They've got like just coin counters at the banks now. Like every branch has
but
one.
It's still a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was like 90 years, would have been what, 2002 or something. Like it was a lot more coins around.
It would have been about 2002.
2002, yeah.
Back when I was in high school, I'd probably like 2017.
Yeah, 2016, 14.
Yeah,
sorry,
somewhere around
2012
or something. Right,
yeah,
started.
So it's not
some of
those ones.
Oh, no, good.
Yeah, there's not as many coins around now. I know because I eat them when I find them. trying to retire myself. Hopefully they'll cut them out.
Yeah. You know, they... The stomach isn't a bank.
Wrong.
Take it from a guy like me with pure dietary. Do not influence.
No, your stomach is not a bank. My stomach is a bank.
It's a food bank.
Your stomach's a sperm bank.
Yeah, Rod Stewart over here.
Deposit at both ends. It's in front of the bank. I'm weirdly on today. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Drank a bit of funny juice.
Yeah.
Cherry Coke.
You've been sipping through Duggan's water bottle.
Yeah. Sucking the mattress out from underneath.
Oh, man. Have we got any more clips?
We do, yeah.
We can watch Carrie Ann Kenley stack it. You guys want to do that?
Watching her hit the floor like a bag of shit is one of the most... It's like an ASMR level, like, great, like, the thump.
Yeah.
The thump and... Like, oh,
yep.
I love it.
This is how, like, a Mary's burger drops out of my fucking bowels. Someone should have laid toilet paper out for cack. Oh, man, I'm never getting laid off this pod, huh? Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, sweet.
Fire it up, Jerry.
One sec. Fuck you. Sorry.
Carrie Ann Kennelly.
A no show for the final night of Pippin. She was meant to make a grand reappearance. What happened, Pete?
Yeah, so Pippin closed yesterday in Sydney, the first big theatrical production to open in the middle of this whole pandemic and restrictions and uncertainty. Then, of course, it was, I think, just after Christmas, Carrie-Anne had that very dramatic onstage fall, and that vision of it is quite mesmerising. You know, one of those things you kept going, looking at it all and time again. Anyway, yesterday was the last performance. Carrie-Anne has had surgery on the collarbone. She's had a metal plate put in, 10 screws put in as well. But the plan was for her
two
to come
screws
back
in her neck,
for the
I
last
heard.
Show yesterday and be back on stage for the last show. It didn't happen. She survived the metal plate. She survived the 10 screws. But unfortunately, the chemical face peel that she had last Wednesday didn't kind of, you know, recover in time. So she got kind of a beetroot complexion. So she was a late withdrawal from the final performance yesterday.
All right, she's okay, right?
She's great, just that she's very red.
Okay.
Well, if Larry was worried for a second there.
Yeah.
Oh man,
who do you reckon she was mocking with the face mask?
Yeah, chemical peel.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a blackface. She was blackface.
Yeah.
They went to. They sent a limo around.
She was trying to bleach the paint off.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't get the Nico off before the show.
Oh my lord.
Why was she in a musical? Has she ever been a singer?
Yeah, bro, she's done albums, brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look her up on Spotify. It's so good.
Australian showbiz is like, that's like tier three. That's where they all end up, you know? Like, once you go AB and it's like, blah, 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 is, you know, this guy from Blue Heelers is in this musical. Yeah. And, you know, your average dope looks at that and goes, oh, fuck, I remember him.
Yeah. I remember him from Water Rats.
Yeah. I can't wait till the three of us are all playing, like, we're in the Wizard of Oz or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving the chairs out the back.
Yeah. How dare I think we'll be anywhere near a stage.
Where do you want this bag, Gary Sweet? Put it anywhere.
Man, I used to work with a guy, the same guy who reckons he's breastfeeding buckled his missus's tits. Used to have to
buckle.
Have I told you that?
What a grub.
I was just working on a job site just doing framing, and it was just unprompted. I'm just working with like my boss at the time, and he's just firing in nails, and then he just goes to me, he just goes, geez, breastfeeding's buckled my missus's tits. And it just goes back to frame.
Bum, bum, bum.
Making sure this wall goes up in this residential property. But he used to have a thing for Carrie Ann. Like he would just be like, nah, I would love to get a look at those bummy knockers. And everyone would just be like, mate, you're fucked. You're so fucked. And he'd be like, I'm not fucked. You cunts are fucked. She's fucking got it going on. And then like I'd be working with just another guy, and he'd be like a plumber would just be like, man, your boss is fucked. Like, Carrie Ann's nothing to fucking look at. It was quite a scandal.
Your boss is fucked.
I'm pretty sure Rathi used to do a big chunk of material about fucking Carrie Ann.
Hell yes. Yeah. I knew I liked that kid.
But I think there was like a lot of the audience would be like, who the fuck is he talking about? Because I don't think everyone knows who she is, kind of thing. He'd be like, Carrie Ann. I remember the bit, like, Carrie Ann Kennelly.
Yeah. Fuck, he's one of the greats.
Fuck, we should get him back. He's been fucking getting staunched left, right, and center.
Is he?
Oh, always.
Oh.
Always.
Yeah. He's a man who lives in perpetual disrespect.
Yeah, he does.
Nearly lost a fucking fist fight in Coles. Like, he just can't get a break.
he just won't budge when he thinks he's right. Like, he got his fucking
called autism.
Cubed. Vodafone. Like, he keeps taking on entities that are like too vast to even really.
I think you talked about in the pod, the funniest shit is like he kept staunching Uber Eats, like, oh no, the food's not here, the food's not here. Now he's banned from Uber Eats, Uber, like all affiliated. He's on like some blacklist for fucking tech.
Fuck, I'd love to get on that.
I had him on like an old podcast I did, and he told this story about there used to be a show in Brizzy that he ran at this place called Fat Louis. And
was one of the worst gigs I ever did in my life.
So bad. No, really. Like, this place was like a fucking crook.
People would just scream at you while you're on. It's in a pool hall while people played pool.
Fat Louis.
You know how loud pool balls are when they crack while you're trying to do comedy?
Yeah.
And it was like a Thursday night, cheap drink, like $3 drinks or something. People coming in there getting maggot and just screaming at us.
You're hearing the balls, you're not getting laughs, I reckon. Yeah. Duggan, it's a little bit of, you know, maybe on you a little bit.
You really?
Yeah, you're probably right there, mate.
Do you think that might have been the case?
No, the rest of the story was cheap drinks and cunts.
And a Brisbane unruly crowd,
Rathi ran the gig there, though, and when he was promoting it, they just gave him access to their page, like made him an administrator of their Facebook page.
I guess Crazy Louie didn't pay?
I don't know what happened. No, just years later, he just realized that he was still an admin on that page, and he texted a bunch of us, and he was like, should I post something?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know about that. I was a coward. I should have just been like, yes. But everyone else is like, yes.
Nah, you're a responsible dude.
Ultimately, he just went with yes. So he went on and put this post up to be like, due to some complaints regarding the alleged fat phobia surrounding the name Fat Louis, we will now be renaming the bar to Louis the Big Friend. Something along those lines. And then, it just...
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. All good?
Oh, that's going to be...
Oh, no. And then they immediately hit him up. I'm like, Dan, did you post this? Because it was going off on Fat Louis' page.
I may have.
Yeah, he was like, they were like, did you post this? He's like, nah, wasn't me.
He would have said that he did it.
He did. He's like, nah, that's weird. And they're like,
that's weird.
We know it was you. And he's like, wasn't me. Just wouldn't cop to it.
Fuck.
I'm sticking my story, Detective Louis.
such a button-down man with such a, like, he'll leave a social situation. Like, you'll be having coffee with him. You'll be engaged in a conversation and be like, I got to go running. And he'll just go and go running with that discipline. But then, like, he's just also got this streak through him where he's like, I'm just going to antagonize Vodafone for 18 months.
Right, man, why not? He's like a Robin Hood, you know, man of the people. Just checking the...
Going to do an ad for RACQ and then shit on it on stage until I get in trouble.
Man.
And then they're going to do a cease and desist. And then I'm just going to keep doing the bit when I think RACQ won't hear it.
He told that story on here after he got the cease and desist.
Christ, so good.
Oh, fuck, he's...
Yaz and I auditioned for that.
Yeah. We got beat up by Wrath.
Yeah.
So... Gives a
too much charisma.
Yeah, that was it. It was spilling out of that iPhone 7.
Do you want to pull the stumps up?
Yeah,
you got a gig to get to, don't you?
Yeah,
are you guys gigging?
We got a gig.
We got. I'm hosting. Hopefully it'll be the same as last time. Get some laughs halfway.
What the fuck? Yeah, sorry.
Did time just stop? What is he talking about?
Remember when we went to Newcastle?
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that wasn't last. It was 900 gigs ago.
It was the last gig we did together.
Oh, really?
Are you guys you're doing this one today?
We are, yeah.
Jacob, you doing this one today?
Which one is it?
Harry's.
Oh, no. No, but you'll see my roommate there.
Sick.
We'll tell him to pick up some milk from the way home. Yeah. Full cream, obviously.
Guys, I should say, if you love the pod, follow us on Instagram, MugOff69. Follow us on Facebook, the MugOff group. Some good shit going on in there. Like and subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review and we'll read it. Oh, fuck, I forgot we have got a review.
Read a couple of reviews.
We'll just do the review.
Can I plug something, Jerry? Return of Country on ABC Indigenous IGTV page.
Check that. Lingard, have you got anything?
At Jacob Lingard with 3 D's. Instagram. That's all that's good.
Triple D's.
That's big.
Yeah, you still you need much freelancing work? Should we do a shout out for some freelancing work?
Oh, yeah. Hit me up with some dumbass graphic design shit. That'd be real fun.
Man, I got to get one of your shirts off you on your online store.
The MTV one sells well. Also,
I want the MTV one.
The MTV one sells well, but also I have one up there that says gay sex in Japanese, and that one is that's my bestseller.
That is a great one as well. I'm denied.
Yeah.
Fuck. Actually, man, can we plug that? Can we plug Jacob's shirt store?
Yeah. What's it called?
It's all on my Instagram.
All right. Yeah. Go there.
Trust me, man. Some fucking red hot gear.
All right. This is this review is episode 73 by Asterix and then Asterix. So Asterix... Asterix, and then his name is also Asterix.
Okay.
Very
sure,
clever.
Sure.
It's great to see the moment documented in history with the boys producing some solid laughs but still losing confidence by the minute.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's got our number, huh?
Yeah. The more listeners we get, the more we're like, all right, something up.
You boys all right? I can't wait till people earnestly start reaching out.
We're all waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's got to be happening soon.
When Studio 10 got like fired and everyone got canceled, like fired from it, I got a lot of genuine just DMs being like, hey, dude, I heard the news. Hope you're holding up. Like, there's a couple of funny ones like Cashman, but then like a lot of people just listen to the show. Like a lot of message requests being like, hey, sorry to hear. Like, you're going to be okay.
It's really nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't even call that shit that's on TV Studio 10 now.
Well, that's where they went wrong. They should have rebranded. They should have spoke to me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That Irish cunt can suck me off.
Tristan McManus, not a big fan.
Nah, fuck you.
You reckon they should have got Yarram and Thorne and Sarah Harris on there?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'm calling you out, you Irish fuck.
To do 3 hours of TV with Sarah Harris a day? Yeah, sign me up. Yeah, Ange Bishop? Yeah, sign me up.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week. You know, we love you.
Yep. Tony, you got anything to promote?
Nah, come. I don't know. I've got shows in...
He's promoting come.
Doug is promoting come. Go to his Instagram page.
I've got come if you want it. Come get it.
Everyone just comment come on every one of his posts. Yeah.
He loves it. He told us he loves it.
He gurgles it. He loves it. He bottles it up. He drinks it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Jacob.
He posts these little collages of Kerry and Kennelly together.
And we'll catch you next week. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Bye.
Hard, you're afraid to pay the fee. fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah, I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah. Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. No more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
This is the Mug Off, baby.